introduce Bridget Bentley. Bridget Bentley is a manager at Bendigo Food Share, which is a charitable organization that rescues donated and surplus food to people in need via food distribution to local charities, community groups, and schools. Working with around 90 not-for-profit groups and with over 300 volunteers, Bendigo Food Share's reach extends far beyond the city of Bendigo, covering much of central and north central Victoria, including Echuca and Beaufort, to support more than 12,000 people each week with food relief.
Thanks, Susie. Thank you very much for having me. It's good to feel close, even though we are up here in Bendigo and we're all obviously going through the same challenges at the moment together. So Bendigo Food Share is a regional food relief hub, and we are tackling some big problems and trying to use one of those large problems to help solve another. So as you probably all know, Australia produces more food than we eat. We throw out about $8 billion worth every single year. And on the other hand, we've got this significant issue where we've got one in five Aussie kids going to school hungry every day. And in Bendigo, we've got one in nine families that struggle to put food on the table at some time every week. And Bendigo also, unfortunately, has the highest rate of youth poverty in Victoria and the fifth highest in Australia. So since 2013, this little grassroots organisation called Bendigo Food Share has decided to tackle these problems by rescuing food that would have once ended up in landfill and using this food to ensure that it goes to helping people doing it tough across central Victoria through food relief. We're sharing that food with nearly 13,000 people. We have 300 active volunteers that help us do this. We only have six paid staff. I think it's 4.3 EFT. So right from the board all the way across our organisation, people working in the shed, people going out and rescuing the food from supermarkets, people picking apples, getting it out to those that need it. It's all done by volunteers. We have also about 260 partner organisations across central Victoria that help us to collect that food, help us raise the money for our operations and to keep going. We do 110 food rescues 7 days a week, so through all the major supermarkets across Bendigo, and also source food donations through other means, through community food drives. Food that food manufacturers would have perhaps thrown out can come to us if it's still perfectly fine to eat. We then get this food out to schools, kinders, childcare centres, large charities like the Salvation Army and St Binny's, community houses, church groups and small community groups across central Victoria. Through COVID, it's been a real roller coaster where we've seen the effects of panic buying. Even just this weekend, today we couldn't fulfil all of the fruit and veg orders for our clients because there's no food left in the supermarkets. That makes it really tricky. Meanwhile, we've got demand that's on the increase, and on average about 30% demand increase through COVID. So to meet this increasing need, last year we went from sourcing and distributing 755,000 kilograms to 893,000 kilograms of food. So that's an increase of about 20%. It's worth $6.7 million worth of food that's all been rescued and sourced by our volunteers and saved from landfill. So we estimate the recovery of this food is about 1.6 million tonnes of carbon dioxide equivalent from being emitted and 170,000 kilolitres of water. So significant waste savings there. We know that we're never going to meet demand for food relief, and we also know that providing food relief is only part of the solution to building a food secure community. So we partner with organisations to increase access to food relief and to build skills in growing, cooking and sharing our food. And that is now a growing focus of what we do. So we've had a program called Grow, Cook, Share, which is in addition to organisations who provide food relief, it's running cooking clubs to teach recipients how to use the food that they're either buying in the supermarket or getting through Bendigo Food Share to make simple, healthy meals. It's also learning how to grow food or take the food that you might have in the garden to include in those meals. We have a program called Grow, a Row, or Pick a Branch, which is a real simple initiative, but it's about engaging backyard, community and school gardens to think about what they do with their excess harvest. So all of those trees that you see lemons falling to the ground, or we get a punnet of 6 zucchini plants where maybe we only needed one, we're encouraging people to think about sharing their harvest with food relief through Bendigo Food Share. And that's been hugely successful. Schools in particular have really enjoyed being part of that. It's extended their school kitchen garden program to a community service element as well. And we've had over 5,000 kilograms of food donated through this program. Fruit fly is a big problem, unfortunately, in Bendigo, and really spread this last season through central Victoria with the season that we had. We have a small community group that engages with backyards to show them that that households can still have a productive fruit tree if it's looked after properly. And so they provide fruit nets and some tips on how to prune their tree, and they help to care for the trees. And in return, the harvest is shared 3 ways: with the owner of the tree, the volunteers who care for it, and with Bendigo Food Share. Through that program, we're also gleaning apples from Harcourt, apples that would have once fallen on the ground. We have teams of volunteers for the last 2 seasons that go down into those orchards and collect apples for us. And we then get to enjoy beautiful, delicious Harcourt apples through our food relief program. We've recently made a relationship with a local market garden called Golden Gums Donation Garden, and they are growing food for us, and we've got teams of volunteers that go in there that are learning valuable skills in how to grow their own food and how to grow their own food on a large production scale as well. I mentioned that we have an issue with young people and food poverty in Bendigo. With the support of Vic Health and another grant, we've been able to put on a young coordinator, project coordinator, to run a program called You Foods, which is focused on young people aged 16 to 24 years and looking at ways that we can help to increase their food security. We are doing that through lots of cooking programs within schools, particularly Vic Health students, and growing food with the production hort students at Bendigo TAFE. At Bendigo TAFE, they're looking to bring over a biodigester that they're unable to accommodate at their premises, and we'll house it at our site and still use it as a learning tool for the students there and reduce our waste with the things that we're doing. They're just some of the things that we're doing. And then I guess the impact of our initiatives at the grassroots, it's about connecting our community. It's about having the conversation and allowing the conversation to get easier and easier and destigmatise the issue of needing help, which I think COVID did really well. It showed all of us that anyone could need help at any point in time, and hopefully made it easier for people to ask for help, especially around food. But one of our biggest impacts has been that the activity of us and our hard work, along with our other regional food chairs in Albury, Geelong, Shepparton, Warrnambool and Mildura, has led to the state government recognising place-based community-led initiatives important and need to be resourced. So the state government for the very first time has given us money, given us capital, and helping to cover our operating expenses. And most recently, in response to this current COVID situation that we have, we've got money to buy food. That's had a massive impact for us. I think then it's about making sure, as I said at the beginning, that we engage our community in lots of different ways. So whether people are motivated to engage with us because they really are into reducing waste, or it's about food and cooking food or growing that food, it's corporates and allowing them to feel the value of their contribution from a fundraising perspective. At the moment, we have local hospitality businesses that are cooking meals for us, and we're paying them to help support their businesses at this very difficult time. And we're receiving the meals as food to be able to hand out to those that need it. So as many different ways as we can is how we like to look at it. And we're building on this momentum that we have within our community. We have at the state government level too, to drive a campaign we're calling Mission Possible, which is to get a much needed bigger warehouse. We're in a very, very small space constrained warehouse at the moment, and to create a community food hub where we can introduce some of these other very important things to grow, cook and share food. We will have a social supermarket, a pop-up cafe, a food garden and a cooking skills training area there too.